This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And today we're going to be talking about English Language Partners, a non-profit that teaches English to migrants and people with a refugee background. There are 21 language centres around Aotearoa, New Zealand, and online, and of course a centre right here in Ōtautahi, Dunedin. And joining us today to talk about their roles with English Language Partners, Claire Tremaine and Loan Ngo. Thank you so much, both of you, for joining us today. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Could start with a little bit about your roles with English Language Partners. Let's start with you, Claire. Tell us about what you do.
I'm an ESOL teacher, and I'm currently teaching a group of beginners and an NZCL Level 1 class, which is the New Zealand Certificate of English Language. And I used to teach road code, but now I'm focused on that at the moment.
Okay. ESOL, people might hear that. They might not necessarily understand what that means. Put it in some kind of context for us.
So it's ESOL means English to Speakers of Other Languages, and it's people who learn to speak English and who have a different mother tongue to English. So in the case, as you mentioned, all the refugees that we have at English Language Partners and immigrants, they are the ones who are looking for classes and how to learn how to speak it.
Mm. Loanne, what's your role with English Language Partners?
Yes, I am the my role in ELP is operation support. So I kind of help everyone. Yes, I mostly will welcome students and register students in our system, having teacher prepare the document, do a lot of kind of like the office thing to have running the day-to-day basic, yeah.
So you're the welcoming face of English Language Partners.
I would say that.
Yeah.
The smile of the organization.
And a lovely smile of us too. How long have you been with English Language Partners?
Actually, it's not that long. It's about now today, actually 3 months ago.
All right. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Claire, how about you? How long does your connection go back?
Well, I started last year doing relief work, and this year I'm part of the staff, the permanent staff. So it's just been 2 years, but so far it's been a wonderful place to work at. ESOL is my area of expertise and is my passion. I've been teaching ESOL for 12 years, so I'm in a good place, a welcoming environment, and also I feel well supported by the coordinators and my colleagues. So it's a great place.
Now, I imagine there's a hugely diverse range of experiences coming into those classrooms, right? You've got people coming in who might already have gone some way down the path of taking on board English language, others for whom perhaps through some necessity to be here on relatively short notice, unfortunately for many, they're right at the start of their journey. So I guess being in your role, part of that is first trying to understand where people are at with the language journey so far?
Yes, definitely. That is my first role as a teacher. But then, of course, these people who have come from their backgrounds might be of great hardship, especially with refugees and some immigrants. Mm-hmm. We also, apart from teaching them how to speak in English and, you know, dealing with the grammar and vocabulary, we also try to provide them a group, a place of support, a place where they can, you know, have a breather, because not knowing how to communicate, it's very hard. You cannot say things, you cannot make yourself understood. So the classroom is that place where they can, as I said, relax, make mistakes if they need to, and have fun.
And that's another reason why your job is so important, Loanne, because people coming to you, even just making those first steps,
yes,
can obviously be quite difficult if English is not their language.
Yes. So I originally came from Vietnam, and I also started learning English when I was 18 years old, and it was really hard at first to try to communicate in different language, and I understand and sympathy for them. And it's even more overwhelming for people who come from the refugee background. They literally come for, like, have the zero in English. Like, so it's really hard to communicate at first when you first arrive to New Zealand. And we probably the second organization after Red Cross. They will contact us. So they contact Red Cross first, and the Red Cross contact us. And we kind of second one to contact with them and help them with English. So I feel like I'm really enjoy doing that, because I feel blessed that I can contribute something to the community and help and welcome the people, especially the people from the former refugee background. Yeah.
Claire, how many languages do you speak?
Well, I speak English and Spanish. I was raised in Argentina. I speak a little bit of French. I did a year of Portuguese.
Wow,
and
that is amazing.
I can understand Italian, but I cannot speak it very well.
The reason I ask is that people tell us that English is one of the most difficult languages to learn. Is that your experience, or is that what your students tell you?
Well, it's debatable, and it depends on from their perspective. English is very difficult to learn in terms of pronunciation.
Yes, very.
The grammar, compared to Spanish, the grammar is really simple. The other thing that is difficult, maybe it's the very specific ways of, for example, looking, or like you have look and watch and observe. And so there are very specific words that you need to know, because people expect that also.
And do you at all tailor these classes with the kinds of situations that your class is navigating? Going through. I mean, if for example, the new arrivals, do they need to have the language around dealing with government officials and finding out how things work within Dunedin? Do you tailor your lessons in that way, or is it more general than that?
Well, I try to focus on the general, because in order to understand how to deal with officials or more formal language, they need to have the basics. Sometimes it's a little bit of a, okay, let's deal with the basics and also the difficult part. Mm-hmm. And also the everyday, because they get on the bus and talking to the bus driver or going to a shop to buy. So actually that will be mainly the starting point. And usually the first units are all around greetings and family and health. So it's moving from the basics to the most complicated kinds of conversation.
How long might someone be part of your class?
Well, that depends. Some people have been part of the class like during the whole year. I met them last year while I was doing relief, and they are still part of the same course, and they will finish in December. Some students, depending on their situation, maybe their visas, their visa restrictions, they just come for a term and then they go. It's not really the best thing to do, because learning a language takes time.
Yes.
It just doesn't happen overnight. And there's a lot of effort required from the students. Not only living in an English-speaking country is not only the thing that will help you learn. You actually need to do some formal studying and vocabulary and reading, and the input has to be a lot so you can incorporate it. As I said, some students stay for long. Some students decide that a term is enough for them, or that they can't continue, as I said, due to visa restrictions. Or some students, like we've had, have decided and also had the opportunity to move on to further tertiary learning. And there was a case of three students I had last term, and they sat for an exam at Otago Polytechnic and they passed. So they made a big jump, but I'm really happy because they learned, they went from zero to practically 100 in two terms.
Look, I can only imagine how it feels to start from zero.
Yes.
I mean, it would just feel so intimidating for a start, just to be in that environment where everyone around you seems to be communicating so freely.
Yes.
And you don't. And you also don't necessarily know the systems within the city that you're living, and you have to get to grips with all of those as well. We've been talking about your role, Claire, as in teaching the classroom environment, but of course English Language Partners offers other kinds of services as well. Is it still the case that some can do one-on-one tutoring, Loanne?
Yes, so that is one of our specialty. Like, that's where our foundation is ESL home tutoring. When we started, like from 1970, it's back all the way back then. So that is very special service. We provide the students, especially the people who are come from former refugee and pre-literate student, that we provide a one-to-one home tutor. So the home tutor will be our volunteers. They also get training as well. We have like 1 to 2 training courses every year, if anyone interested.
Yes. Yeah, well, look, this is your opportunity. So you are still looking for volunteers?
So at the moment, we just finished the course in April. So we might have another course at end of this year, training course. So every hour, volunteer want to be to our volunteer have to go to the police check first, and then we have the 4-week training course, very intensive training course. That is free, of course. And then after that, they can become qualified home tutor, then be volunteer for us. And yeah, it's I just have a like afternoon tea and meet up with like 10-15 volunteers in a cafe and listen to a lot of different story from them, and all of them are really enjoy it, and some of them have been with us like for 10, like 15 years. So which is really, yeah, grateful for that.
Yeah, you can imagine it would be a very rewarding opportunity to volunteer, as it is Claire has told us it's rewarding as a teacher in a classroom situation as well. And now you are here on House Guest. You're part of the wider family of Dunedin Community House. Tell us what presence you have here and what facilities you use here. Claire, what about you?
So the facilities that we use are the meeting rooms. There's a big one and a smaller one. And there's also access to a big screen and for projecting images. They are comfortable. The learners can just sit down and relax. There's whiteboards and markers, which is good because sometimes in buildings you don't have spaces that look like a classroom. So these are called meeting rooms, but they look like a classroom, and that is very good for the learners as well.
Yes. Loanne, where can we find you?
Oh, we are on level 243 Princess Street in the community house, yes.
Okay, so English Language Partners has permanent offices here?
Yes, so we have the permanent office here open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday to Fridays, yes.
Well, it does sound like there's lots to learn still about English Language Partners. We've only had a brief opportunity today to get an idea of how it works for two of those who are closely connected with the English Language Partners. But as I said, part of the wider family here that we enjoy bumping into as we go out and grab a cup of coffee here at Dunedin Community House. It's great to have you as part of the wider family here, and we really appreciate the time that you've given us today to talk about English Language Partners. Thanks both of you for joining us here on the Awesome Morning Show for our House Guest.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Dunedin Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150, email info@dch.org.nz, or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.